the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Body great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus.
Good evening and welcome. I am your host, Yolanda McTeer. You are tuning in this evening to my new radio talk show titled Empowering for All. So glad that you have joined me, and for my return listeners, bless you. On tonight's show, it's going to be a new topic. I'm going to be live all the way through. The topic for tonight, how can you reject God when every day in the world, you're being shown there is no one else who will accept you, provide for you, make a way for you, or even heal you. Yes, once again, tonight's topic is all new. How can you reject God when every day in the world you're being shown there's no one else greater? Before we get into tonight's subject, I always like to give you a outline of my show and get in touch with my new listeners with who I am. Once again, I am Yolanda McTeer, your host for this evening. I am the vessel that God has placed on the platform. Empowering for All is going to build your faith, knock down walls of evilness, and empower you and encourage you to go forth in your life and choose God first. There's only one choice, and that is God. Make Him your choice today. I came to Georgia at the ripe age of 17, going on 18. It was there God planted me, and I had no idea that Atlanta, Georgia was going to be my mess, that God blossomed into being my message. Praise God. Right now, I want to share with you the three things that God is doing in my life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a Trinity for me, and I praise God for it every day. First and foremost, the door that He has opened is what you're listening to now, my radio talk show. Praise God for my wonderful, awesome, awesome, kind-hearted producer, Nikki Rich. Love you always. Tune in and hear me every Sunday, live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 if you're on Central Standard Time, and 5:30 for my Mountain Standard Time listeners. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. God has blessed me. Growth has come to this show, being live just for 2 months. I am on iTunes, College Underground, YouTube, Facebook, and so many different other places, along with TuneIn Radio. Constant growth is coming. And a shout-out tonight. Praise God for you all. Many, many have been sending me songs because I did send out a dedication wanting people to come on board and have their music in rotation to be played on my show. Thank you so much for your submissions. I am listening to them all. If it's something that is a fit for my gospel show, I will definitely follow back up with you and we'll discuss and move forward with a promo package to rotate your music on the show. Also, if you would like to advertise and run a commercial on my show, that is another open door that God has opened here at the Empowering for All show. Submit me your information. You can follow me on Twitter and do that. I do apologize. I'm a little bit under the weather this evening, but God be the glory. I'm going to move forward, and the show is going to be powerful. I will repeat, you can direct message me your information for your business, how you want to run and advertise your commercial. Follow me at Twitter at capital Y, capital M, lowercase C, capital T-I-E-R. Or the second thing God is doing in the Trinity in my life, my website, www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. Once again, it's www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. The third thing God has done and elevated in my life has been highly recognized and selling and doing well is my new published autobiography book. It is titled The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is available through Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and many other outlets. On my website, you can purchase it on the home page at the bottom. Click the link. On the main links above that will navigate you through the different segments of my website, click on the actual title, The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is there you can buy it through Amazon. And before I go to a break and come back with tonight's message, I want to ask you tonight, as you visit my website, help me reach nations and begin to build safe houses for women who have been abused and need a way out and just need rest and peace and to move forward in grace and be blessed. You can do that at my website on the homepage by clicking the PayPal donate button. It just takes a small donation, not much, just $20. Sow the seed and watch God begin to move in a miraculous way. There's so many people that are bleeding, yearning, and don't have an opportunity to hear and receive God. Help me do that. We praise God for you tonight. Once again, I thank you for tuning in. I have been under the weather, but it's okay. These things happen. But we know God is a healer. This too shall pass. We will come back in a moment. We are going to a break. And thank you so much once again for tuning in tonight to Empowering for All here with Yolanda McTeer.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I see the enemy coming in like a flood in our houses, in our churches, in our families. But what I don't see is the standard. People of God, where's the standard at? We're in a war, y'all. It's time to stand up.
About to go down,
yeah.
The battle has begun.
Woo.
It's time for you to choose whose side you're going to be on. The devil is recruiting, tempting every man,
but he's already defeated.
All we have to do is stand.
Yeah.
No time for missing life with the darkness.
Hey.
Be black or be white, no more shame of gray.
Woo.
Be separated, be holy.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, don't bow. And even if you stand alone,
yeah.
Praise God and welcome back. You are tuning in to Yolanda McTeer. I will be your host this evening, and you are listening to my new Empowering for All. That is the title to my new radio talk show, produced by the lovely Miss Nikki Rich. Tonight's topic, once again, for those who are just tuning in and missed the initial jump off tonight, I will reiterate what I'll be speaking about so you won't be lost and you'll blend right on in. Tonight's new topic I'm going to elaborate on tonight and bring forth to you and speak into your life what God instructed me to speak to his people. Every week that I come forward and speak to you, it is not out of my flesh. It is through the Spirit of God. I get in a humble place with God. No phones, no computers, no activity, total silence and humbleness. And I lay before God and ask him, as your sheep, God, I know your voice. Speak to me and tell me what I need to bring forth to your people on Sunday. God instructed me. Tonight I need to speak to you and empower and implant and allow you to understand. At this particular season and time in the world, how can you reject God? For those of you who don't know or have a relationship with God and who say you don't even believe in God, when every day in the world you are being shown there is no one else that can provide for you, be a way maker, a healer to you, or even go forward to fight your battles for you. In this day and time, we see it. I'm going to start first and foremost with the capital, Washington, D.C., what has happened. The world is in shock right now. Nobody would have thought in a million years the government would shut down. But as you see, it happened. And as it is shut down, there is nobody for those who have government jobs and not being paid at this time and don't know how they're going to make it because they live on a week-to-week check. And right now, as you can see, the government's not giving you a return date. Every day we just have to tune in and say, are they open again? It is such a time as now that that is a set up in front of you to show you that you cannot depend on man to carry you and keep you and make a way for you. What you need to do now, at every given time that you are free, or make time to be free, because we make time as humans to do everything we want to do. So let's make time and get in a place and praise and worship God and say, God, you have shown me that it's not about man, and you're showing me on a daily basis that man cannot make a way for me, provide, or heal me, but I'm going to submit and surrender and lift my hands to you and praise you and trust you. Because God's word says he would never leave us or forsake us, but he will bring us through everything that we come to. Let me repeat that. God's word says he would never leave us or forsake us, but every storm and trial that we come to, he will bring us through it. I am a testimony as I'm speaking to you tonight that that word is truthful, because I was one of those vessels who God snatched out from the secular way of living and paying my bills and coming into his kingdom. No, I didn't go cold turkey and quit working, because God didn't speak to me and tell me to do that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Devil, you're trying to trip me up, but God, I'm going to stay prayed up. God did not speak to me and tell me to stop working and go full-time in the ministry. That's another lesson and a teaching I'll give to you at another time. We have to be in a place of obedience with God and follow the path of his steps and how they are ordered for us. We cannot come into a realm and begin to follow what someone else is doing. Everybody's road is not set the same. Everybody's past will not be the same. Everybody's storms and trials and all hell breaking loose won't be the same. But one thing that we can share that will be the same is that we will be able, if we seek God, love God, and establish a relationship with God, is that we can say to God, you brought me through it with the victory. That is what we share alike in God's kingdom. We are all tested, but we become a testimony, because his goodness and his mercy and his grace is sufficient. It doesn't matter what it is. We will come through it victorious. Now, moving forward, another thing that God is showing us, even looking at the Colorado flooding, it takes us back to the biblical days, 40 days and 40 nights. But it didn't last that long of consistent rain, but the flooding and the torrential and the downpours and the ripping away of homes and cars just being absorbed and taken away, people's lives just right in front of their face, everything gone, is a once again manifestation. You cannot trust in your material things because they're not guaranteed to stay with you. They will leave you. They could leave you. And when they do leave you, what are you going to do? Are you going to throw in the towel and lose your mind and go out and be mad at the rest of the world and kill up everybody? No, that's not going to solve it. But if you have a relationship that begins to trust God, those material things, because that's what they are. Many of you are probably looking at the phone right now saying, hold up, what's she talking about? My house and my car, I need my things. Oh, she's tripping. I ain't trying to hear nothing she's saying. Stop. Let me finish. Those are material things. Houses and cars are material possessions that are on a loan to us while we are living in the flesh of our bodies here on earth. Because when God calls us home, there has never been a casket that anybody can tell me that went up into the spirit of heaven that contained your house and your car. Because we are a spirit. And as a spirit that must serve, honor, love, and praise God is what we have to do. Now, I'm not going to go long, but I am going to continue to speak strong. So I'm going to stop here, and we're going to go to a break, and you're going to enjoy a lovely spiritual song, and I'll be back in a moment. God bless.
Your mama say, the people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down. I remember mama in a happy way. We went to school.
Yeah. when I was about 12 years old. I was going to church, playing church. How many of you used to play church? Let me see your hands. Yeah, some of you still play. And I remember, I go down Mount Calvary, that's where I belong. And I'd jump and I'd shout and I'd come back home. But I was still disobedient. I would talk back. And one day, me and Ann here, we decided that we want to play church. Let me tell you what we did. We went out in the back and started playing church. And my brother was the pastor. Me and Ann here, we were the members of the church. And let me tell you something. It's hard to come in contact with Jesus and still be the same. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You can be the chiefest of sinners. You will never be the same. And I've forgotten. I've been going down to the church, playing church. Came home still disobedient. Didn't want to wash the dishes. Didn't want to bring the clothes in off the line. Didn't want to do anything. Mama said, I'm sick of you going down to that church playing with God. Men and that, we went outdoors, we started playing church. Sat down on the bottom step. My brother was a preacher, and we were the members in the church. And he put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose. And he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus three times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus two times. But when I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. So Shirley Ann is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. But she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a lap. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time. Hallelujah! And I'm the mama.
Praise God, and welcome back. I am your host this evening, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. For those of you just tuning in, praise God for you. From my continued listeners who are return listeners and have been with me since the beginning of the broadcast here, tonight's topic I'm speaking on is titled, How Can You Reject God When Every Day in the World You're Being Shown There Is No One Else Who will be a provider to you, a way maker for you, a healer to your body, or go and fight your battles for you. Now, coming back from where I left off from the break, I've begun to speak on the Colorado flooding. That is another manifestation in the realization of the world for what God is allowing his people to see. You cannot convey and be curvaceous and hover value, put all your love into material things. Material things such as your houses and your cars are things that are on loan to us while we are living here in the physical flesh of our bodies here on earth. Because when the day comes for God to call us home, and that day will come, do not allow death to fear you because we are here for a season. Only God knows the stamp of the date that it will end for each one of us. But when the day comes and we are to go to his kingdom, the material things, your houses and your cars, you cannot take with you. I'm not saying I'm not compelled, I'm not heartbroken, and I'm not praying for those families in Colorado, because I am. Because to lose something is a great devastation to you. Because a lot of times there's nobody you can go to, no one will help you to restore those things and get you back on track. So, yes, my prayers go out every day that they are able to get those things back in their lives and be back in great homes and have transportation to get to and fro and be settled. Now, moving forward with the word, it is such a time as now that the world that we are in is so fleshly and materialistic that we have got out of the remnants and the presence and the acknowledgement and the love and the care for God. Many of us don't even know who God is. When you begin to speak about God or have a conversation about God, people look at you like you've lost your mind. Are you crazy? Because what happens is they get so defensive because they want to use the world things that are going on, such as the government shutdown, the Colorado flooding, the Trayvon Martin situation, as a weapon against God. But let me share something with you. God's word does not say anywhere in the beginning to the end of his parables in the Bible that we would be spared from troubles, storms, trials, and tribulations. But God's word does say through it all, he would never leave us or forsake us, and he will bring us through it with the victory. The devil will trick you, use you, drop you off, and never look back to find you. God's door is open at any given time, minute, or second. He does not judge us, and he loves us. God had led me to the parable of Matthew, as I've been studying for the last couple of days preparing for my word tonight. Matthew, as many of you who don't really know God and are trying to understand where I'm going with this, just bear with me for one moment. I'll bring you into tune and up to date as quickly as I can. But for those who already established and love God, I know you're going to flow with me with this. Matthew, many of you we know, Matthew was a tax collector called by God to follow Jesus in his early ministry days. Matthew, once again, was a tax collector. So God doesn't have a title for us. God can use whomever he chooses because God knows our hearts. And many people will look at vessels such as myself and other people that are moving forward in their birthing season with God as new vessels to the platform and say, well, you know what? Well, Lord, I don't know. But, you know, I've been serving you for 20 years. Or better yet, I've been serving you for 10 years. How you going to pull her and give her a radio show? How you going to bless her and make things happen and open up doors for her? Ain't nobody heard of her. What seminary school did she go to? Lord, I got a degree. Don't you see my papers here from the seminary school of Hallelujah? Stop it. That's why you don't have, because your flesh is still a mess. God does not honor and elevate mess. God does it his way. And if you see God is not going one way for you, if you were in that relationship with God, you would lay out and continue to pray heavily before him and ask him to guide and order your steps to what you can do and what he's called you to do. Everybody's paths and journeys are not the same. What we will be given, what we will be blessed with, is an elevation to share with others and be happy for them, encourage them, and love them. Because God knows as well as myself, even my producer, and many of you listening, we all have been through hell. And I'm not talking about the weather, H-E-L-L. And God has blossomed us and blessed us into seasons in our lives that we are happy to share with you. But so many of us don't collaborate together, we collaborate against. That's not of God. Because what God does for one, he is not, God doesn't have a circle where he says, you know what, I'm just going to bless you, 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 and you, and I'm not going to bless anybody else. God wants to bless us all. But see, many of you think God doesn't see your actions, God doesn't hear the thoughts that you're thinking that's embedded in your spirit of nastiness and ugliness and how you're praying against somebody not to have and hoping that they lose everything. God sees all of that mess, and God don't bless no mess. Lord, I'm kind of going off my subject, but you take him there. To God be the glory. So we've got to get in the right place with God and move forward and understand that he does what he does and how he does it his way. Now, I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to continue on long. We must go to a break. But when I come back, we will continue. Be blessed. Good evening and welcome back. I am your host, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, and you are tuning in to my new radio talk show titled Empowering for All. Praise God for my listeners that have been with me from the beginning of the show and for my new listeners who are just tuning in. And praise God, I did see right before we went to break we had a caller, but it looks like your phone disconnected. Please do call back. Once again, for those of you who would like to tune in and listen to this show, at any time that I am broadcasting live, if you would like to have me pray with you or give a testimony for what God is doing in your life, I open the phone lines up for you to do that. Once again, you can tune in at 323-580-5749 and press 1. So caller, by all means, do not be discouraged. Be encouraged and call me back. Praise God for you. Right before break, I was moving forward with the message tonight, which is a new topic titled, How Can You Reject God? When every day in the world you're being shown there's no one else that will provide for you, be a waymaker, a healer, or carry you and fight your battles for you. I have begun to go into the parable that God had led me to this week to speak to you and highlight on through my message tonight, which is the parable of Matthew. Matthew was a tax collector called by God to follow Jesus early in his public ministry. And Matthew went through detailed accounts of God, with Jesus' birth through the Virgin Mary, his baptism and temptation in the wilderness, and how Jesus came to be preaching the kingdom of God and bringing God's word forth to the people. And pardon me once again this evening. I am a little under the weather, but God is going to allow me to go forth strong. Devil, you are defeated. And moving on, once entered by repentance and faith, Matthew details his parables of God through the proclamation, the parables, the fellowship, and the consummation of the kingdom of Jesus' death along with the resurrection of Christ. And moving forward, as you read Matthew and begin to understand what he is speaking and bringing forth to the people, you will understand that Matthew combined everything of how Jesus went to the world and brought the good news of the gospel to the world. Now I'm going to highlight on today Matthew 6 and 33. Once again, Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'll repeat, Matthew 6:33. It states, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Here is what I've been highlighting on tonight's message. You cannot have anyone else first or anyone else that you choose as a choice to lift you up, carry you, make a way for you, and bless you. And in order for you to receive what God has in his kingdom, which is blessings, healing, righteousness, open doors, storms being given to you, but being brought out of those storms with the victory, you must first seek him, not just with your mouth, but with your heart, because God knows your heart. When you come to God, you must come to him in purity, that you love him and you honor him and you want to do better and be better every day of your life. Moving on to Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he shall hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. I spoke about this in a prior message. Going down the road of destruction when you were told to get off at the exit ramp. This message here, Matthew highlights, is so truthful, and I'll relay that to you in the power that it contains. You cannot be lukewarm with God and continue on your wicked ways of destruction in your actions, in your heart, saying that you're praising an idol God and say that you love and know God. That's called two masters. You must make a choice. Make God your choice. He is the only choice to make in this day and time. He is the only one that's going to carry you and keep you and bless you. Everything else that you submit to will not carry you, and it will leave you in destruction. We have to get into a place, and God has been speaking to me about this very strongly. We have to get into a place, and I don't mean when you decide. We need to get into a place right now as a people, as a whole, not just myself, as a whole. Because God is tired. God is not happy. God is not pleased. And God is seeing every day the disrespect, the idol worship, the salutes as many give to whomever they serve, their idol gods. I'm not going to call names. I don't even have to go there because those of you who serve idol gods know who I'm talking about. God is seeing all of that. And then you want to kneel down at the end of the day as you praised your idol God and your false worshiper and say, God, help me when all hell breaks loose. You cannot shift. You must make a choice to serve God. There is only one way maker. There's only one healer. There's only one person that can bring you out. It may seem quick. It may seem like elevation because things do happen. But I have never heard an atheist say, when all hell breaks loose in their life, and I'm going to repeat this because I'm not ashamed of my God, because I have unshakable faith because I know what God can do. I have never heard an atheist, a non-believer of God, say at any given time when all hell broke loose in their life or death came to a family member or something horrible happened, I have never heard them say, oh, devil, help me. You know what they say? Oh, God. And they look up. Like, did I say that? Yes, you did. Because they know at the end of the day, there's one person who can help you, who can bless you, carry you, keep you, and sustain you and protect you while you are here on this earth, and that is God. Begin today to make your choice and choose God. I'm not saying it's an overnight process because it's not. It was not an overnight process for me. But every day begin to say within yourself, God, I want to know, love, serve, be in your presence, and become a part of your kingdom on a daily basis and watch God begin to move. And also in your heart, have an impartation, have a dedication to forgive all those who have hurt you, wronged you, and watch God begin to move. And you have to do that. I know that may sound like a foreign language to you. For those of you who don't speak foreign languages, it may sound like I'm just talking, but I'm really not, because I'm a testimony to that. You can begin a relationship with God, but if you don't begin to forgive and love those who have hurt you, you cannot move forward with God. God said we must forgive all those who hurt us, not just some of those, all those. And that doesn't mean you have to get your phone book out, you have to go through your phone, you have to go on Facebook, you have to go on Twitter and contact everybody who hurt you. That's not what I'm saying. You have to come to God in your heart and say, God, as your daughter or your son, I'm coming to you asking you wholeheartedly within my heart, I'm praying that I want to forgive those who have wronged me, and I want to love and move forward and not let that baggage that I'm carrying of that hurt hinder me from being blessed. Now, I hope you understand where I'm going and what I'm saying to you. I'm not here to try to manipulate you or trick you. I'm here to empower you and teach you. In God's kingdom, there will be many that will plant a seed. There will be many that will come along and water the seed. There will be those in ministry that come along and nurture the seed. Whatever place God has allowed me to be in your life, I praise him for it and I thank him for it. Continue to know, as a woman who led a life, at any given time, the devil could have taken my life. But I thank God, not only did he have his hand on my life, he had his hand in my life, because even in my mess, every day I would say, God, I want to do better and be better. And as you can see, God honored that request, and I am doing better. I have unshakable faith, and I'm not turning backwards. I'm going forward. Now, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back in a moment. And once again, if you have a testimony or you would like for me to pray with you, do call in. Or if you already called in, press 1-323-580-5749. And I truly hope tonight that you're being blessed. And once again, the devil has tried to attack me all week. I haven't been feeling well, and I was going to call my show producer and say, you know, can we just do a rerun? But the Spirit of the Lord said, my daughter, I'm giving you healing. I'm sustaining.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
Welcome back. I am your host, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuning in to my new radio talk show titled Empowering for All. Praise God. Tonight we have a caller on the line who has called in and wanting to fellowship with me live here on the air. We praise God for her. She is calling from 347-794. Caller, we have broadcast you and tuned you in live for all the listeners. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Ayanna Gabrielle, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Well, Ayanna, praise God once again for you and blessings to you. Move forward and go ahead and tell me if you would like to share a testimony or you're seeking prayer this evening.
Well, both, but I want to do it real. I'm going to shorten it up because I know you're out of time. But, I'm an R&B soloist, but I do sing gospel. I love gospel as well.
No,
and my struggles in this industry have been, they've been very bad. And I was listening to a lot of what you were saying in regards to, you know, basically choosing, making a choice. And I want you to pray for me and keeping me focused and staying on the right track in regards to not allowing, like, distractions. I call people who do things that are not nice, because I've come across so many people like that. I call them Satanites. They're like Satan's devil, like Satan's little angel. Like how God has angels, they're like Satan's, you know, workers.
Yes.
And for some reason, I try to stay humble. I try to be, you know, turn the other cheek. I try to do all that, and yet I still keep falling into situations where people are either misleading or being mean and evil. So
yeah.
I need, you know, some type of prayer to how I can avoid that, like, you know, one being deceiving, and, you know, it's just an everyday life thing, you know, for mainly with the industry that I'm in. I love, like I said, I love to sing. I always listen to I Know Who Holds Tomorrow as a motivator.
you know,
just leave it in God's hands and stuff. So I just want to get prayed for, you know, and stay focused and not lose what God's plan is for me.
So praise
God
for you.
Get closer to Him.
Yes, praise God for you, Ayanna. And I know a lot of times it's hard. I can hear it as you're speaking to me. There's a little restriction there. You were kind of like, I don't know if I should really, you know, be saying this, but it's okay because I'm not here to judge you. God knows I'm from the secular life. If you were just tuning in for the first time, I'll share with you a little bit about my testimony and how God has birthed me into my season of ministry. I am from the secular life. I am a former exotic dancer / that's just upscale title, / strip club dancer. That is the life God brought me out of into His kingdom. So I totally can relate to you what you're battling with because you're in a spiritual fight. You are singing your R&B and you're connecting with people who don't reference God, they don't know God, and they don't love God and don't care anything about God. And they are just self-inflicted of their flesh to get at you. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Praise God. So you find yourself in those moments when you're seeking God and you want to sing your gospel and you want to move forth, that they come and tell you you're crazy, or if you don't see things manifesting and you don't see a prophet or you don't see anything. When I say prophet, I mean monetary-wise coming forth on the gospel side, you go back to the secular side of your R&B. So it's okay.
Right.
So right now you're at a tug of war. Nothing happens overnight. So what I want you to begin to do before I pray with you, every day that you wake up, begin to say to God, God, I know you are able. You are dominion over this earth. You love me in the midst of my mess. Because as Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, I'm a testimony. My mess became my message because I wasn't always this strong. I wasn't always this grounded, and I didn't always have that unshakable faith that I have now. I could be twisted. I could be turned back, but I'm in a good place now. So I can help you and teach you. Say, God, protect me.
God,
begin
protect
to say, and begin to say in your daily prayers, I serve an eviction notice to the devil, but God, I give an entrance opening to you to stay in my life. I'm going to repeat that. Every day begin to say, devil, I give an eviction notice to you out of my life, and God, I'm opening the door for you to enter into my life and stay with me.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray with you.
I feel led to do that in a mighty way. But any time that I pray, it's not about your land or it's God. So if God speaks a word to you, I ask that you receive it in the name of God. Father God, as I stand here tonight, I praise you, Father, for the birthing and the growth of my show, which you prophesied and told me would happen, God. And the manifestation and the realization is taking place here tonight, October 6, 2013. We thank you, Father, for your vessel, Ayanna, that has called in with no shame and wanting to seek you and reach out and be prayed for to come to you and rest in you for you to carry her. Father God, as I speak to her tonight, devil, your assigned imps, I take authority and dominion over you and plead the blood of Jesus against you. No weapon formed against Ayanna shall prosper. Now, the devil may come after tonight to make me look like a liar, but God, you are an incremental God that's going to begin to take her from faith to faith and glory to glory and victory to victory. And God, as she seeks you like never before, those enemies and those assigned imps that keep returning to her to try and twist her and shake her and break her away from your kingdom connection, the blood of Jesus is against them. She is more than a warrior. She is a conqueror. She is victorious and will go forth and be righteous and do what you've called her to do. You planted the gift of sin. singing in her, and she wants to sing for your kingdom. So, God, we ask today that you begin to pour into her songs like never before of spirituality and glorifying and magnifying and elevating your kingdom. You make a way financially for her to continue to do what she wants to do. We finances get rough, but God, you are a way maker, and you can make a way out of no way. God, I ask that you saturate and encamp your angels from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Wherever she walks, wherever she turns, wherever she talks to, that is righteousness and gloriness and edifying and lifting up of your kingdom, God. God, I thank you on tonight that she call in and continue to be a listener on my show. And God, we ask that you do what you said you would do, empowering for all to continue to build faith, break down walls of evilness, and shame the devil. Because, God, you are the only choice. And I stand and touch and agree with Ayanna tonight that everything good, and she called me back with the testimony of your goodness and graces, and goodness and grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Can I ask, that was very, like, I felt the spirit when you was praying on me.
Thank you.
It's a song called "I Know Who Holds Tomorrow."
Yes.
And like I said, I try my best to live by those words.
Yes.
I try my best to live by those words because all we can do is just give it to him. Give it to him to do and know that whatever he gives us is for a reason.
Yes.
You know, and I try to live by it and go by it every day. And I had wanted to, I called in because I had as well to get your feedback on, because I've been told I'm never going to make it. So, yeah. Because I've been told that my voice is weird, or, you know, it just doesn't sound right. All these things people are telling, have told me. And then I've had people say, Ayanna, you have a very nice voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Do. So, yeah, so I'm going to take your words, and I'm going to take them with me on an everyday basis, and I will be calling back in.
Praise
I will
God.
Be calling back in to listen.
Praise God.
To your show. Because it was really uplifting hearing you and listening to you.
I pray to God for you. And Ayanna, don't be a stranger. Follow me on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm here on my radio show every Sunday at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Follow me on Twitter. You can follow me at capital Y, capital M, lowercase C, capital T.
I'm doing it. I just did it.
Praise God.
Also,
I'm on Facebook as well, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. So, therefore, you can always, you know, follow me, you know, even send me a direct message sometimes if you just, you know, need an encouraging word. That's what I'm here for. Now, sometimes don't become discouraged, because even though I've worked the ministry, I still work full time. So my weeks are heavy. So if I don't get right back with you, it's not because I don't love you and I'm ignoring you. I just can't get to you right then and there. But I will, and you can stand on my word. I don't lie before God. I will get back with you and pray with you. And I just ask that you go forth every day and just empower yourself and know that God loves you, he accepts you, and he wants to bless you.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to go to a break. And once again, praise God for Ayanna tonight to all my listeners. And we're going to go to a break and come back in a moment. Be blessed.
Thank you.
This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. And then start shouting.
ceases to uplift me and stream tears down my face. Praise God for Yolanda Adams, her song titled The Battle Is Not Yours. And I'd like to welcome you back. I am your host this evening, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuning in to my new radio talk show titled Empowering for All. For those of you just tuning in, God is moving in a mighty way and growth is coming to my show. And I praise God for it every day. Once again, blessings and continual prayers to my call-in listener, Ayana, who I just got finished praying with and called in to share some things on the show tonight. Bless you, and God continue to move for you. Tonight's show is a new topic for those of you just tuning in. It is titled, How Can You Reject God When Every Day in the World You Are Seeing That There Is No One Else Who Will Be a provider for you, a way maker, a healer, or fight your battles for you except God. I had left off, God has led me tonight in the parable of Matthew. Matthew, I'm going to go right now to Matthew 10:14. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Matthew here highlights Jesus speaking and telling people, everyone's not going to receive you as a vessel, a soldier, an ambassador, a highlighter for Christ. But be your feet planted in God's kingdom so strong that your feet be not unshakable. And yes, I'm lifting both hands. I'm one of those vessels. My feet are planted so strong and my faith is so unshakable in God. For those who do not receive me, I'm not offended. But for those who do receive me, God knows that those are the people that need to be touched. Those are the people that are going to come to God. And many of those who don't receive me may receive me at a different time. But I'm not going to be shaked or stirred. I'm not going back to the devil's road of destruction. Moving on to Matthew 7:1. Judge not that ye be not judged. What I've been speaking on tonight. Many people will come and tell you, I don't know, this and that. They'll have all the negatives in the world for you and no positives. And many people will come to tell you, well, I don't know, you did that. Oh, that's bad. Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I can really talk to you. I don't know if I can be seen with you. I don't know if I can really listen to you because you did some awful thing. Right here in God's word, Matthew 7:1, judge and be not judged. As I have given as a testimony, I was one of those vessels when I came to Christ. Because of my mess, many judged me. Many looked at me awkwardly. Many did not receive me. And many talked about me. But I had a made up mind for God that it didn't matter what they said, how they talked about me. God loves me, accepts me, took me in, didn't judge me, and said, my child, you are still my creation. There is nothing you have done that is worse than what anyone else has done. So therefore, I say to my listeners tonight, get it in your mind, embed it in your spirit. It doesn't matter what you have done or what you feel that you have done that maybe you hadn't told anybody is so bad that you cannot come to God. God's door is open at all hours. His grace is sufficient. And when you come to him with a righteous heart, wanting to do better and be better, and watch him begin to move for you. I want to say tonight, I want to pray for the family of the woman that was gunned down in front of the world, is what we saw at the Capitol. Once again, we are living in such a trying time right now. God have mercy. God spare us, keep us, and carry us. Give her family the strength. A lot of times we may not know why things happen, but you still, Father in heaven, your title is I am that I am. And God, we ask right now that you saturate and permeate and bestow in people's heart and mind that they can make it through. Even for the man that poured gasoline on himself at the Capitol and set himself on fire, whatever type of wicked message he was trying to send, devil, you're defeated. God is still dominion over this earth. And God, I ask that even before he did such an awful act, that he knew you in his heart, in his eyes, he'd wake up in heaven. God, your presence, I ask that you continue to saturate over this earth. You begin to enter into homes that need you and don't know you. Devil, your imps are canceled. We are knocking down your walls of wickedness and evilness, and no matter what it looks like, we're still going to praise, serve, and honor God. Because in God's kingdom, there is glory, there is victory, there is healing, and the battles and storms and trials that we fight will be given to us in victory. Now, we are winding down and powering for all. I'm going to go to a break, and when I come back, I never end my show without prayer. I thank you all so much, and I am so blessed. My producer, I love her dearly, such a kind-hearted warrior woman in my corner, and I praise God for it. Only God opened this door and this connection, and I thank him for it every day. I want you to continue to follow me and listen to me. I apologize if at any given time on tonight's broadcast that my voice has been a little shaky or you couldn't hear me clearly if you couldn't, because I've been battling this week. I've been a little under the weather. But God imparted in me and told me to go forth because I'm going to carry you. And as you can see, he did exactly that. I trust him with my life. I trust him beyond no other trust. Can there ever be anybody who come and shake me, twist my mind away from God? I fight and battle just like you do. Now that God has birthed this show in my life, I fight new levels of devils. But the new levels of devils, I already know they are defeated and conquered before they come at me, because I have a breastplate of righteousness, a helmet of salvation, and my feet are planted in God's kingdom. And the blood of Jesus is against anything that's not like God. I cannot be shaken, turned, stirred, or taken back to my past. It is over, but my future is great in my ranking to celebrate, elevate, and magnify Christ. We'll be back in a moment. Nothing like some cooling water. Yes, by the Williams Brothers. And we know God will give you some cooling water to cool everything down, if you will. Welcome back tonight. And you know what they say, time flies when you are praising and worshiping God. And time has really flew tonight on my show. Once again, I'm Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. and you are tuned in and listening to my new radio talk show, Empowering for All. Not only has it been a joy tonight, I hope that you have been blessed by the message tonight that I brought forth and spoke to you and empowered and reached out to share with you. And also praise God tonight for my caller, Ayana, who called in live on the show. I never like to end my broadcast without a prayer. Tonight's broadcast I'm going to end, and I always loved and referenced the book of Psalms. I'm going to end with Psalm 5. But before I end tonight's broadcast, I'm going to reiterate some things that God is doing in my life, and I ask you to partake and join in with me as well. First and foremost, thank you, Jesus, for opening the door for my new radio talk show that you're tuned in listening to, Empowering for All. Continue to tune in and follow me and listen every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those of you on Central, 6:30. My Pacific Mountain listeners, 5:30. Produced by the lovely and wonderful Miss Nikki Rich. Follow me on Twitter at capital Y, capital M, small c, capital T as in Tom, I-E-R. I am on Twitter. I said it, and I had to take it back. I said when Twitter first came out, I wasn't going to be a Twitter guru, but I am a Twitter guru. I love Twitter. And also, you can reach out and follow me, and I always follow back. And if you want to direct message me, feel free to do so. Also, God is opening doors. I am inviting, if you are a gospel artist or an artist with lyrics that reference God, if you would like your song to be played in rotation on my show, direct message me the song. I will listen to it. If it is a fit for my show, we can begin to use it in rotation and discuss the promo package that's available for you for it to continue to move forward in rotation on the show. Do give me time to listen. Since I've opened up the door and invited people to send me music, I have been bombarded with music, and I'm listening to it as fast as I can. Also, if you would like to advertise and run a commercial for your business on my radio show, direct message me the information that you would like to run. We can move forward with that as well. Praise God for everything that He has done. Praise God for everything that He's going to do. And thank God for the continual growth. Visit my website at www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. I'll repeat, www.ymcteer, M as in Mary, C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, I-E-R, empowerment4all.com. It is on my website. You can also purchase my book, The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is available on the home page at the bottom. Click on the link. You can purchase it through Barnes & Noble. Also, it is available at Amazon.com and many other outlets. Help me reach and share the vision God has given me by putting this radio show into my life to reach nations and build safe houses for women. At my website on the home page, click on the PayPal donate button. Just a small contribution of $20 will help me begin to build safe houses for women who are victims of domestic violence and need a way out, to begin to travel and reach those women who are bleeding and yearning and wanting someone to be an empowerment to them and not judge them and know about the Word of God. Father God, I just want to just say thank you, Lord. If it had not been for your grace and mercy, I don't know where I would be. Many of times, and I'm one of those people who have gone to many meetings, conferences, churches, and people made it all about them. God has instructed me it's not about me, it's all about Him. Because without Him, I could not be here now sharing with you. And I thank God for everything and how He brought me through all my storms and trials with the victory. I hope that you've been blessed. Continue to be blessed. Start your week off by giving the devil an eviction notice, opening your door and telling God to come in and stay as a permanent resident in your home. Begin to seek God like never before. Trust Him. Share with me your testimonies. If you want prayer, please call in on my broadcast. 323-580-5749 and press 1. I will speak to you. You can remain anonymous, or you can give your name. However God leads you, it's solely your choice. My door is open to you. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to build your faith, shake down the walls of evilness, and empower you to move forward in Christ. Until next week, I ask that you continuously pray and trust God. I'm going to begin now with my closing prayer, Psalms 5, verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into the house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make my way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O Lord. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. Reading to you tonight with the closing prayer, that was Psalm 5, verse 1 through 12. It is my prayer on a continual basis that you seek God. Let him be your choice and only choice. You're blessed, protected, testimonies coming from victories that you've received. And I look forward to continuously bringing forth to you an empowerment word from God. As Evangelist Yolanda, I stand for God. I love him with unshakable faith. Until next week, be blessed. Talk to you soon. Good night.
Tell me when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I see the enemy coming in like a flood in our houses, in our churches, in our families. But what I don't see is the standard. People of God, where's the standard at? We're in a war, y'all. It's time to stand up.
Yeah. It's about to go down.
Yeah.
The battle has begun.
Woo.
It's time for you to choose. Gonna have
right,
five people.
All right, bye-bye.